Which came first, the human urge to jeer or cable television? It's a deep question, but commentator Carol Simpson takes a stab.
Lately, I've been doing what polls show a lot of my fellow Americans have been doing, watching more TV. I'm a news junkie, and much of my TV viewing has been dominated by heavy doses of all-news cable, network news, and local news. Oh, yes, and the shows that pass themselves off as the morning news. Ever the curious journalist, I decided to try some of the top primetime and cable entertainment offerings. What did I see? A lot of junk, trash, and sleaze. The tabloid shows like Jerry Springer that still have their loyal followings. Day after day, social misfits or maybe hired actors throw punches, scream curses, and show boobs, technically altered so you don't see the real thing. Then there are the primetime shows with so much sex that I sometimes become embarrassed in front of my own husband. I ask myself, do I need to see that? I am no prude, but some shows have sex scenes that border on the pornographic. And how about those reality shows? A one-hour show requires so much editing, it may as well have been scripted. In the primetime court dramas, female lawyers dress for trial with skirts mid-thigh and blouses with plunging necklines. I never saw any lawyers dress like that in court. Finally, there are the forensic crime shows. There are recreations of bullets traveling through the body to the heart in graphic detail. Burned corpses lie on autopsy tables with maggots crawling out of their eyes. Shows like these and The Fear Factor have been ratings grabbers. And I ask, who wants to see this? Children, I hear. Isn't that nice? We can be the most literate and informed people in all humankind. The sources of information are everywhere and relentless. There's wonderful and helpful information, but also sick and hateful information. Measure the popularity and you will see unmistakably that public taste has been declining steadily. I'm not really surprised at the American people. It's ingrained in our culture. Indeed, throughout human history, people have enjoyed seeing bloody fights to the death. Huge stadiums were built by the Roman emperors for gladiator bouts, and there were no faint hearts watching the Christians being crucified or fed to the lions. I wondered which came first, the public's desire to see the worst sides of human nature, or the people who found out they could make a quick buck or divert the public's attention from real-world problems. People watch distasteful TV programs like they gawk at traffic accidents. So I have decided the people came first. The corporate media giants make money appealing to the basest of our natures. And I hate to admit it, but they are a diversion from the war in Iraq. But we do have higher natures. If we don't watch the trash, media companies won't get rich, and those programs will go away. Could the American TV viewing audience stand for that? Unfortunately, I don't think so.
That was Carol Simpson, former anchor of ABC's World News Tonight Sunday. Simpson is currently a leader in residence at Emerson College.